The Washington Post is cutting a third of its workforce and dramatically scaling back its newsroom. The Post is more than just a local paper. It is the newspaper of record for the nation's capital. It broke the Watergate scandal decades ago and continues to report aggressively on the Trump administration. The paper delivered some of the most important scoops during Trump's first term in the White House. NPR's media correspondent David Folkenflik joins us to discuss the layoffs and what they could mean for the public's access to information about our government. Hey, David.
Hey, Scott.
What is Post leadership doing and why is it doing it?
A little easier to say about what than why, although let's be clear, the Post's leadership has not been really clear-cut in their strategy ahead. So what they've done is they've scrapped the sports desk entirely. A couple of sports reporters remain on features. They have really cut and largely gutted the foreign staff, although there will be, they say they hope to maintain presences in 12 bureaus. But, you know, for example, the Ukraine bureau chief was laid off. The another correspondent in a war zone got an email informing her she was laid off. The entire Middle East desk of the Washington Post was laid off. That's a lot. And they're doing away with the book section, and there's been deep cuts on the Metro section as well. So they've gone down from about 40-plus staffers to about a dozen. They say they're doing this because readers are indicating they're not reading that kind of material as much. They've also, let's be fair, the Post for the last 5 years, call it 4.5, 5 years, has engaged in losing many tens of millions of dollars a year at its peak, lost $100 million. And its owner, Jeff Bezos, decided he didn't want to swallow those anymore.